making of the sound barrier in 1947. He died of a heart attack at age 77 in Dayton's Miami Valley Hospital at 10:30 the evening of January 30, 1948, and was laid to rest at Woodland Cemetery with his mother, father, Wilbur, and Catherine. Ever the perfect gentleman to the end, polite almost to a fault, as said, always neatly dressed, his shoes always shined, Orville was also known to drive his automobile at such high speed that the police of Oakwood would close their eyes and hold their breath until he passed by on the way to his laboratory downtown. On July 20, 1969, when Neil Armstrong, another American born and raised in southwestern Ohio, stepped onto the moon, he carried with him, in tribute to the Wright brothers, a small swatch of the muslin from a wing of their 1903 flyer.
The Wright Brothers was written and read by David McCullough. It was recorded at Simon & Schuster Audio in New York and Vox Now Studios in Naples, Florida. Editing and post-production by Frog Pond Productions. Terry Hogan was the mix engineer. The associate producer was Michael Noble. The Wright Brothers was produced and directed by Christina Zarafanidis. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. The Wright Brothers is available in print from Simon & Schuster. Also from Simon & Schuster Audio, The Great Bridge, the epic story of the building of the Brooklyn Bridge, 40th edition, by David McCullough, read by Nelson Runger and David McCullough. And The Greater Journey, Americans in Paris, by David McCullough, read by Edward Herman and David McCullough.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.